Okay, let's do it. The Daily Podcast on a Wednesday, August 18th. Here it all is for you. Tampa Bay is where we started out the show this morning. We heard about a flat earth sailor, the new Woodstock 99 documentary. And speaking of Woodstock, it's the anniversary of the event this week. So we made it the theme for our Wheel of Wow. See where that lands. We heard about possible Bob Ross secrets being spilled. Visited the Tim Tebow Institute, and Bon Jovi was featured in Song Stories today. Plus, John almost strangled somebody at Giant, and we shared our shower thoughts. Have a listen. It's the Daily Podcast.
The Tampa Bay Rays have the best record in the American League East.
Yeah.
I was seeing that this morning. But the people of Tampa Bay don't deserve a baseball team.
Correct.
All right. You know how many people showed up? They were playing the Orioles the other night. You know how many people showed up for the game?
6,000.
Yeah,
just shy.
Really?
5,400
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
54. You have the number one team in the league.
Isn't it crazy? Right? Florida, the state that is like baseball heaven,
right,
really.
Right, right. So many players come out of there, and just, you know, how important it is in college and all that stuff.
Not to mention how awesome their other sports teams have been doing.
Right, I think
they'd be a little inspired.
But why go to a Rays game when you have Hooters?
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You know, on a regular basis, we like, featuring the dumb of the world. Mm-hmm. And I honestly believe that probably the dumbest people on this earth are the ones who believe it's flat. Flat earthers, I'm just like, you know, how much proof do they possibly need? Well, when you see it in space, it's still only round, you know, but, it's, you know, you can't see it, what the depth of the thing is, you know, and the curvature. And, you know, you say, like I have Apple TV, and one of the screensavers is the space station flying over the earth that you see it curved. You see it like just rolling up.
Just look at the moon.
Right. Exactly. Right. Well, here's a guy who was such a flat earther that he went to the ultimate extreme. I found this story on Reddit, and somebody said that this is a friend of theirs. And what he did was he joined the Navy to prove that the earth was flat.
Oh, I love this.
Wow.
Was he going to take the boat to the end of the earth?
Okay. Each day he'd chart the ship's location, speed, and heading, and put it on a map that he had. Over time, he realized that their route would be impossible if the earth was indeed flat, right? Further proof was one of the officers took him topside with a pair of binoculars so he could see firsthand the curvature of the earth on the horizon, and pointing out that if the planet were indeed flat, then they'd be able to see the land that they were cruising toward,
right?
So
right.
After that, he was convinced. And after that, he realized that he had to stay there for four damn years. 4 years to make a point. Thank you for your service.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Russian out this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
Have you guys seen, I'm sitting here, you're in on this too. Have you seen the Woodstock 99 documentary on
Negative.
HBO?
I have not.
No.
I want to, though.
I
loved all those bands.
Well,
big new metal guy.
I got to tell you, right? You don't see this. This isn't like a performance video. You see some stuff going up on
stage. Oh, it's more about the crowd and the fires, I assume.
Yeah. It was what I remember when this was happening and people asking me, are you going to go? And I went, no. No, I'm not going to that thing. Right. And then after it happened, we heard the horror stories of what went on there. I was like, oh, I am so glad I did not go to that thing. And when you watch this documentary, you'll be so glad that you couldn't go to that thing. All right?
Truth be told, though, if Dave Matthews' band was blasting out of a huge stack, I'd probably set fire to things, too. Just light her up. Light it up. I used to love it. Can't stand it now.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
You know that company of Fanatics that makes all of the...
Yeah, one of the owners of the Sixers owns that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, well, Fanatics has something that they call Jersey Assurance.
Okay.
All right, that protects your purchase in the event that a player represented in a jersey switches teams, and if your player does that, right, you have 90 – and within 90 days of your purchase, you apparently have 2 weeks to file a claim, and you can get a different jersey.
That's cool.
All right? Now, Jersey Assurance doesn't cover, however, if your player gets outright cut, So that means all those folks that made Tim Tebow's Jacksonville Jaguars jersey number one, the number one selling jersey in the NFL.
Was it really?
Yep. Well, they now have a form-fitting piece of NFL memorabilia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Tim Tebow. Are you unhappy in your current career? Then try something else that you have no business doing. At the Tim Tebow Institute, I'll give you all sorts of tips to help you try something that you really shouldn't do.
I was a real estate agent and it was so boring. So I went to the Tim Tebow Institute and he encouraged me to try being one of those guys who flies over a forest fire and drops water on the fire. I have no idea how to fly a plane, but I did it anyway. Thanks, Tim.
You're welcome. So what are you waiting for? Quit doing that thing that you don't like and try something else that you have no business doing. Enroll in the Tim Tebow Institute today. How do I know it works? I'm not just the president. I'm also the accountant, and I stink at math. See you soon.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Whole Food Markets. Former Bon Jovi guitarist, it's so odd to say that, Richie Sambora, recalls the night that John Bon Jovi and Desmond Child were working on Living on a Prayer, and he was in need of a prayer himself. As a matter of fact, what went down was totally funny and an absolute stroke of luck.
Funny story about that is that I was late to the writing session because I was in the studio doing a favor for one of my friends. We did an album in 24 hours. And then I was coming into New York City, and it was raining, and there was a traffic stop in a tunnel, and I was very, very late, and they were very mad, and I needed a prayer. I needed a prayer. I needed something. I needed a prayer. I needed a prayer. And then it just kind of, that's what happened.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Woodstock Wheel of Wow coming up at 7:40 this morning. And then later on, text in yours if you got one. Talking about shower thoughts, just send it to MGK, MGK. That is 645-645. Is anybody not a Bob Ross fan? I mean, I can understand maybe you didn't watch the show, but how can you not like the guy?
Yeah, he's pretty lovable.
I was Bob for Halloween 2 years ago.
I was like 4 years ago.
I was... One time when I had hair.
Right. I needed a wig too, truth be told.
Right? And ditto my dog. Everybody goes, hey, look, he looks like Bob Ross.
He kind of does.
Right? So, I noticed this yesterday. Netflix has revealed that they're doing a new documentary called Bob Ross, Happy Accidents, Betrayal, and Greed.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. They released this 20-second clip yesterday. It says, and I'm quoting it exactly, right? We want to show you the trailer to Bob Ross, Happy Accidents, Betrayal, and Greed, but we can't. And then you hear this.
I've been wanting to get this story out for all these years.
Right. So I don't know what's going on. I have a hard time believing that it is Bob Ross who, you know, was like some sort of, there's got to be like other people.
Maybe like family members fighting for his estate or whatever.
Right. Handling his legacy after he died, something like that.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
The red paint was the blood of his victims is really what it is.
That would be quite a twist.
Awesome.
It was a happy accident. I didn't mean to kill him.
The knife only plunged in 35 times.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella Podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
It is time.
Wow.
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 It's the Wheel of Wow, and once again, The wheel is set up with all... We actually just set it up with bands today because so many bands did so many different songs. We just set it up with bands. Anybody in particular you want to hear?
Cocker.
Cocker? I'm with you on that one. Yeah. Cocker or Richie Havens, I'm good with either one of those. What about you, Dave?
CCR would do it for me.
CCR would do it for you? Yeah, you know, it was CCR wasn't on the original album. You had to wait for the second and third albums before you got to hear them. But if you would be so kind, Steve, to spin that wheel, we got so many great suggestions from our listeners. They did it on the Facebook page, both the MGK and the John DeBella Show Facebook page. Where will it land? Around and around it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Ladies and gentlemen, it is... Oh, wow.
This is the most popular.
I didn't have that one yet.
This is the most popular request of all of the songs.
How fitting.
All of the songs that came up on, you know, on the Facebook page and on... both the MGK and the John DeBella Show Facebook page, the one that everybody wanted to hear was Santana and Soul Sacrifice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Santana!
Oh, wow. And, you know, when we had Carlos, and remember Carlos telling us the story about prior to going on stage, he got dosed.
Yeah.
He actually accepted it from Jerry.
Did he?
I just listened back to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said, Jerry offered it graciously, and I graciously accepted.
Okay. All right.
Very thankful.
So he was tripping his face off.
Yeah.
And supposedly he was peaking during this song.
Yeah, because they were supposed to go on way later in the night, and then they got bumped up.
Right.
And they're like, you're either going now or you're not playing. He's like, okay. I guess we're going on.
So
he said his fretboard was like melting in his hand as he was playing that, but they're pretty good.
And that's Greg Raleigh on the keyboards there.
Yes, indeed.
It's like, wow, it's one hell of a performance. The Wheel of Wow, today would have been 52 years ago today. Woodstock, this was day three, and seeing that it landed on a Wednesday, why not have the Woodstock Wheel of Wow?
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
People have been texting their shower thoughts all morning long. We do these on occasion. It's always fun to see what people have to say, what have popped into their head at any time. Because everybody sends these in with phone numbers, we just don't have the time to go back and go, okay, who's this, and call all these people. And most times they don't answer because they don't know who's calling. Every time we call somebody, we're like, hey, we'll call you back, and they don't answer the phone. I don't recognize that number.
Right.
All right, so we don't know who some of these people are, but they're really good shower thoughts. So let's get the shower going. And a little music, please. You want to get us started, Steve?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
Bean bags are just boneless sofas.
What do you got, Dave?
Bean board in your own house is somehow better than bean board at someone else's house.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
So true.
All right. How come that one glass slipper Cinderella lost didn't disappear at midnight like all the other crap that the fairy godmother gave?
Oh, that's awesome.
This one speaks to Dave and I. The generation that raised us to not believe everything we read on the internet ended up believing everything they read on the internet.
That's fantastic. Finger guns, if you think about it, have unlimited ammo.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. If tomb is pronounced T-O-O-M, and if womb is pronounced W-O-O-M, why isn't bomb pronounced boom?
I'm going to start doing that.
Pizza, pie, and cake are eaten from the inside out. Everything else is eaten from the outside in.
Wow. That's trippy. Book covers are the original clickbait.
True. Right. Cutting a hole in a soccer net reduces the number of holes in the net.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Graffiti is the human version of dogs peeing to mark their spot.
NASA can control a helicopter on Mars, and yet you lose Wi-Fi when you go to the kitchen.
And lastly, food comes in through cheeks and exits through cheeks. And there are your shower thoughts for this morning. Forgot to tell you, I came really, really close yesterday to strangling somebody.
Uh-oh. Why?
All right. I'm in Giant, and I'm in Giant at a bad time of the day. It's like 5 o'clock. Everybody's trying to pick up something for dinner. And all I'm picking up is string beans. That's the only thing I'm getting. I got this one bag of string beans, and I go to the self-checkout, and they've got like, you know, 6 self-checkout stands. But the line is going from one end of the store to the other. All these people are... Now, on the other end of the store, they have self-checkout for people who are doing, like, a whole cart full of food.
Okay.
Which I think is a great part on Giant's part, instead of those people getting in the, you know, the other self-checkout. Right. Right. So I get there, and there's a man and his wife, who they've got to be in there at least their early 30s. They should understand this technology.
Right.
All right? And, like, and everything they scan one and put it in the bag. Now, so he's got like six boxes of macaroni and cheese. Beep, bag. Beep, bag. Beep, bag. And then, like, oh, for some reason they needed four cucumbers. Beep, bag. It was like, what? And I'm standing, and all I have is these damn string beans, right? I should have been on the other line at the back of the store, and I would have gotten out that much faster.
I'd have been chucking beans at him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I was surprised I was just like screaming. Screaming my head off.
Is there a way to scan it and then hit the number if you have extras? Like, boop, four.
Well, or you just... You just use the same one. You go one, two, three, four, five, six. There you go.
Scan one, just take the others.
Right, exactly.
Meaning just scan it once, though.
Well, I always steal one thing because I figure I don't work for free.
The John... Bella Podcast. John DeBella.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.